This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. This week on Minnesota Native News, it's May, and the 51st American Indian Month has kicked off in Minnesota. But this year, things are going to be celebrated a bit differently due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Here's reporter Cole Primo with how the month will be celebrated this year and more.
It is an honor to welcome you all to the Indian Month celebration.
That's White Earth Ojibwe Nation's Robert Lilligren, the CEO of the Native American Community Development Institute, or NACDI. NACDI has helped organize past parades celebrating the month, typically held on May 1st in Minneapolis. Of course, the coronavirus pandemic has changed that. Instead, Lilligren kicked off a month of celebration with a live Facebook video on May 1st.
Our theme this year is We Are Still Here, Honor Life. And things are very different this year than they've been in the past. We are at home, we are taking care of each other, and now we only really care about what we look like from the waist up.
American Indian Month in Minnesota goes back to 1969, when it was just a week-long event. It began as an effort from the Native community to change the way Native history was taught in school.
This year, we'll be celebrating in different ways. We won't be gathering together in person, but we will be here online.
Minnesota's Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan also helped kick off the month on May 1st, echoing the month's theme and reminding those of another important issue at hand.
Native people have always been here, are still here, and will continue to be here. This year in 2020, as we honor and celebrate the contributions of American Indians in our state during the month of May, it is as important as ever that we make sure that we're counted by participating in the census. That's one of the ways we can ensure that we remain visible. Chi-mi-gwich, and happy Indian Month, Minnesota.
As NACDI's Robert Lilligren said earlier, many activities have shifted online this year, and a full month of events are planned or are being planned. Part of those online events are being facilitated with Twin Cities community radio station KFAI. I spoke with KFAI personality and Leech Laker, Melissa Olson, who talked to me about the special programming and how plans have changed due to the pandemic.
So it was a shift for us too, because usually we just cover the parade on May 1st. We have one entire day of programming,
right?
We do it from like 8 until midnight. Well, obviously we can't cover the parade. It's not happening. Mm-hmm. So KFAI content committee about a month ago said, what if we spread programming throughout the month?
Things are getting planned and situated still, but special programming will run on Mondays and Saturdays during the afternoons. On Mondays, part of the focus will be open houses, basically giving Native organizations who would have normally held an open house during the month to have a voice on radio and online that day. Some of the participants will be the Minnesota Fund and Dream of Wild Health. Saturdays will be more focused on current affairs as well as arts and culture. Topics will include census mobilization, health issues, and on May 23rd, there will be a memorial program.
To sort of talk about relatives we've lost during the pandemic and to the pandemic. And the idea is that because people can't gather for wakes and funerals, that it might be appropriate to memorialize family members and relatives that have been lost during this time so that people are able to memorialize in their own ways at home as they listen.
On the same day, the 23rd of May, they'll feature an All My Relations panel for artists who are going to showcase their work at All My Relations Gallery, but it has been canceled or, you know, will be canceled due to the pandemic. The talk will also include, according to Melissa Olson,
to some degree, talk about the way in which cancellation due to COVID-19 impacts artists.
A lot of information on events happening during American Indian Month in Minnesota can be found on Facebook. Check out the American Indian Month in Minnesota 2020 Facebook page and the American Indian Month on KFAI Facebook page for all the latest events happening during the month.
I think it's really about like how Native people lead in this moment.
So I did ask Melissa Olson, and yes, those radio events will be live streamed on Facebook too, so that's there for you if you'd like to get involved, leave comments, and connect with the presenters. And before this Minnesota Native News episode concludes, I'd like to remind listeners that Minnesota Native News is a new podcast series called Native Lights Bidabi. My sister Leah Lem and I catch up with those in the Native community, finding connection during these social, physical distancing times. Not only that, we also released the second season of Native Lights, Where Indigenous Voices Shine. Check that out, and Native Lights Bidabi. Go ahead, binge it. We won't judge. Miigwech, I'm Cole Primo.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.